Thanks for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hey, you know, sir. Maybe you can help me out. I got one of your flyers in the mail for one of my businesses, and the reason I was calling is I wanted to know different types of terms and so forth, and you know, what kind of payment frequencies it looks like you have here. It says something where you have monthly or weekly. You know, we certainly don't want daily payments. You know, and I really wanted to find out what kind of rates you guys provide these funds for a business that's been in business for 8 years. And you
okay,
know, we're in the medical field, and we have accounts receivable of a
medical field. Okay,
$1 million. Can you hold 1 second, sir?
Sure.
Real quick.
No problem.
I apologize.
No problem.
Yeah. So I'm involved with what's a technology called the upright MRI, MRI. Have you ever heard of it?
I have. I believe my mom's gone through a couple. Before we get into that, though, with the letter that you received, there was a 16-digit reservation code. Do you happen to have the letter in front of you?
I do, but it's for a different business.
Oh, that's okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm involved in several different businesses.
Gotcha. Yeah, you know.
Code?
No, you know, because that'll pull up the information for the business that we'd send it to. So actually, it's okay. We can go without
well,
it.
I don't want to do it through that business. You know, that business doesn't need the. Now this says we can deposit up to $250,000 directly into your account within 48 hours. So I'm just trying to understand your terms because I spoke to a couple of people, and their rates are out of sight. So I'm not sure.
Were you looking for capital or equipment?
No. Capital.
Okay.
You do equipment financing as well?
Yes, we do. Where you may see the terms.
Actually, this site that you called about, this site that I got the notice here, but it's more than $250 for the equipment. I need to borrow $400 for the equipment at that location. Let me give you the number. I'll give you this reservation number. You ready?
Sure. Hold on 1 second, please. Let me just pull up that file on my computer here.
I apologize. Okay.
No problem. I'm here to help. So you just do four digits at a time, please.
Cardiff. Is this out of England? I mean, who? Bank of Cardiff.
The owner of the bank had relatives that actually grew up over in England in Cardiff, so that's where the name originated from.
I've been to Cardiff.
Wales. Nice.
Yeah, I've been to Wales. I've been to the university there.
Okay. Oh, excellent.
Yeah. Okay. So are you guys brokers or are you direct lenders?
We're direct lenders. We do partner on occasion with other lenders, depending on the size of the deal. But predominantly, we do lend in-house.
This is signed by Reuben Goldstein, Vice President. Here's the reservation code. You ready?
Yeah.
2311-0027-6884. So we had a major... breakdown on our equipment, and we had to do some major repairs, so we've been down on the site. So it is a business that's been in business, that particular location, but we need to finance a system, an MRI system, and that would be something, you know, because when we're financing on capital equipment, me and the doctor, and by the way, there's a doctor who's involved, and he would be signing and guaranteeing as well.
Okay.
But we typically borrow money at, you know, 4 to 5%. You know,
for equipment.
For equipment.
Okay.
You know, four and a half, five and an eighth. We just did a deal for $1 million and change with a local bank, and it was 5 and an eighth. And they did it amortized over a 10-year term, but we have to renew the loan at 7 or something like that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Typically, our terms with regards to equipment financing, there's no limit as far as price is concerned. Typically, 2 to 5 years, you know, monthly payment, no down payment required. Rates start in the low single digits, right around 4%, you know, and can go up from there. Yeah. There's a couple
up
factors.
To 5 years. Do you guys structure anything where you have a payment and you have a balloon payment on the back end?
Is that something that you would be looking for, or?
Yeah, it is, because we have a couple different, we have a few different businesses, so okay. We have different needs of different businesses.
So typically,
go ahead.
Oh, please go ahead. I'm sorry.
I have one. This here. I have one entity that has a need for like $760,000, and that's a 3 Tesla MRI machine.
Okay.
Typically, it was originally a $2 million piece of equipment. We've paid it down. It was a 66-month term, but our payments are up there. We're trying to cut our payments down to a $10,000 a month payment. So
okay.
I got one proposal from one equipment finance company, and it looks pretty good, but we would entertain getting another proposal.
Okay.
Where... And we were trying to get the payment closer to $10,000 a month, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
On that piece of equipment. So we've already paid it down dramatically. You know, we had a problem with Philips where the machine broke and then they didn't want to honor it. And, you know, we had a dispute with them with some misrepresentation and so forth. So we just want to pay them off and get them out of our hair. But the equipment is really worth about $1.3 million right now.
Mm-hmm.
All we owe is about $780. It's called a 3 Tesla MRI. It's a very high field MRI system. It's working fine now.
Okay.
Our issues have been resolved. We still owe Philips about, I got a payoff letter from them. I think it was $750 or $60 or something like that.
Okay. So, I guess in terms of priority, what would you...
Well, you know, priority, I have another business in California, which is another MRI center. We've been in business since 2008. It's a good business. I was looking for some short-term funding because we have. So, do you only go up to 250?
So that was just what the business was pre-approved for. We can, you know, pretty much do any dollar amount.
Okay. So, for instance, my business in California has about over 2 million in accounts receivables.
Okay.
Okay. I'm looking to get some short-term borrowing on that facility because I had the option to buy out some of my partners, meaning I would need to borrow about $400,000
mm-hmm.
To buy out the partners. I am the managing partner right now with 65%. I would be buying out some of my other partners. I did have a need to... So are you a commercial lender? You lend...
Yes.
Is that what you do? Because
yes.
I have an asset over at that facility. I only owe $900 on it. We've never been late. That was with an SBA loan, but my other partner signed on the SBA, and I need to get them off the paper. In order for me to buy them out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But we've never been late on the SBA. We've been current. We're hitting good numbers.
And you have what's up?
In that particular situation, I had some short-term needs for, say, you know, even a short-term need for $100 and change.
Sure.
But I certainly needed to, my bigger project for that location was to, the equipment was just appraised. Actually, Wells Fargo just had an appraisal. It was a very complicated appraisal, and they came in at $1,350,000. I've paid down Wells over $500,000 on the equipment since they took over, and I did an SBA loan with them back in 2012, and like I said, we've never been late with them, and we've been good.
Okay.
The problem is that in order for me to buy out my partners, there's a big advantage for me. Since I own 65%, I'll end up owning 100% of the practice, and I really think it's a good investment for me. It would be that I only owe $910 on the equipment. It's valued at $1,350,000.
Mm-hmm.
It's an upright weight-bearing MRI machine.
Okay.
It's a successful practice. depositing, did over $1 million last year in revenues, but our financial statement I could send to you was very strong when you do it on an accrual basis with our accounts receivable.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Our
accounts
receivable are very strong.
So the short-term loans that we do are based off of gross sales the year previous. If you did over $1 million, we could definitely make that $100,000 available to you and some change, if needed.
What kind of rates do you have? I mean, if I have great credit, I'm never late on anything, and the business is good, it's not late on stuff.
The reason
I'm looking to borrow some of the short-term money is because we've had a hiccup with our billing software. We have over $2 million out in the street right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hurting us.
Yeah.
Can you hold 1 second, sir? Real quick.
No problem.
Sir,
yes.
So what do you need to do funding on a short-term funding situation?
It's a pretty simple process.
And what kind of rates?
So, typically the best rate possible, with excellent credit, good cash flow, excellent time in business as well, you're looking at 10 cents on the dollar as it's unsecured.
Mm-hmm. Annual type of rate?
It's a cost of funds. So let's say, the terms, you got about $100,000 over 15 months. And it's that 10%, you'd pay 110 back over 15 months on that 100. So it's just a fixed cost. There's no APR.
Okay. That's something I could do with. And how quick can you close? What do you need from me to get it done?
First, if I had a good email address to you, I could just send you the list of the things that we would require. As soon as you get that back to me, typically we can get you feedback in 24 hours. If you like what we have to say, get you funded in 48 to 72 hours. So it's a pretty expedited process, I would say. Typically also, there are daily, weekly, monthly payments. It's just a matter of where you fall into the tiers of our program.
Yeah, I don't like this daily payment. I did that once for one of my companies, and it was a pain in the neck.
Just a tough to budget that way?
Well, it's just an accounting nightmare, and I don't want to have something showing up on a daily basis. I would have to do it at least weekly is, the minimum. I would do something like that.
Okay. How would you rate your credit right now? How's your credit looking? Because that will be a factor.
My personal credit?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay.
It's over 700.
Great.
I'm not late on anything.
That would push you into our A-tier programs, which, there could be a weekly and a monthly option, potentially.
Right.
I just don't want to throw.
So you do a hard credit search, because I have so many inquiries it messes up my score. I mean, my wife has got the same of everything, and she's probably 760, and I'm lower because I'm involved in several different businesses, and everybody wants my social.
Yeah, we just look at Experian, and that's it. We don't look at all three agencies.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I
can get you a copy of my report because I just got something and it says it's 726 or something like that. But
actually, our underwriting will pull it. It's just part of the process. It's a soft pull.
So it's a soft pull or a hard pull?
Soft pull.
Okay, so that means it doesn't. Okay.
But it is necessary, and your score is excellent, like you said, that's going to definitely launch you into a higher tier of programs where there's going to be more options for you that will be more beneficial for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What would be a good email address? I could send you out the list of the documents we would require.
A Mercer at Live. How many documents do you need? Do you need bank statements and stuff like that?
Bank statements.
I was almost going to give it to someone else, and they said, "Oh, we need 6 months of bank statements." And it's one of those entities. And I certainly, when I seen your flyer, I said maybe I could try someone that's going to be more competitive on the rate.
Yeah, we do need to look at bank statements because it's a cash flow based loan. Again, it's based off the sales of the business, so we would look at bank statements. We look at a tax return. And basically, that'd be it. If you had any other working capital loans out, we would look at that as well, to give
no,
it the
I have
best.
No working capital loans out right now.
Okay. Well, that information would give us the best snapshot of the business that we need to make an offer that we think would be beneficial and not detrimental to the business. Mm-hmm. So again,
I can share with you my accounts receivable as well. I mean, it's over $2 million. You know, we have right. so much money out in the street. It's crazy. But we've been in business since 2008.
Awesome.
We've been in business. But this is just a short band-aid until you help me have a solution for my bigger goal with this practice is to, you know, buy out my other partners.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely. And was there a specific...
Funding-wise, I did have a need for some of the funding on a very short term, so I don't know if you can achieve that.
Yeah, are we looking like 6 months or less? Or
No, I'm talking about the funding I need right now for that business.
Right, the term. We have terms like 6 months.
Funding. What's that?
We have terms, you know, 6 months, and can go up from there.
No, I'm talking about me. I need the 100K
yeah.
for the business sooner than later.
So absolutely.
Would I have the funding on Monday? When would I have the funding?
You know, as quickly you can get the information back, we could have you funded. I'll just say in the term of the loan itself, you know, we have terms that go from 6 months all the way up to 18 months, or did you need something shorter than that for the capital?
I would rather have do it on the 18-month, I would guess.
Okay.
You said it was we pay back 110, right?
That's the best case scenario. Yeah, it would be because it's a fixed cost, so there's no APR. So again, there's factors involved. So I'm not saying that is going to be what the rate is going to be for you, but I'm just saying that would be the best case scenario. So it's just a matter of seeing, you know, what we can make available for you. We could have feedback for you in 48 hours, you know, and it's there's no obligation.
So feedback takes 48 hours to get back. You don't look at something today and get back to me.
No, I'm sorry. Feedback takes 24 hours. So we could have something for you tomorrow. If I were to receive information today, I can package everything and get it to underwriting before I take off this afternoon.
Okay. So let me send you the tax return. Let me send you a financial statement and send you stuff.
Okay. What is the best?
Take my email address. It's amercer@live.com.
Amercer. Mercer?
Yeah.
Live at AOL, you said?
At live. LIVE.com.
Amercer.
MERCER at LIVE.com.
Gotcha. I will have that over to you. You know, less than 10 minutes, my contact information will be on there. Any questions, please give me a holler. You know, as quickly as I get it back, I'll start going to work for you.
Okay, well, let's knock it out. And I have a bigger project for you, but let's get this small thing done for us. And I appreciate your help.
Will do. Keep your eyes peeled. I'll have that email over to you shortly. And I do appreciate your time today.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.